Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. In the small book of Colossians, chapter 3 and in verse 23, the Scriptures say, "Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." Well, I know that this is a challenge for many of us to be able to find that perfect place in which we are to serve, that perfect place in which we're to give of ourselves. The old Native American proverb is such a good principle. Don't judge people until you've walked a mile in their moccasins. And in today's environment, as I know we're trying to come out of the holidays and prepare for a new work world, I want to invite you to allow humility to win. I invite you today to take this verse and know that when we work at what we do with all of our heart, we will indeed be working for the Lord, not for the approval of men. And it takes a certain humility to say, "Lord, I'm going to work at what you've given me, and I will be grateful and glad in it." So as we prepare to meditate, let's take a time and let the Lord know of our gratitude. "Lord, today we're grateful for," and then you fill in that sentence as you finish it. "Lord, today I'm grateful for." And Lord, we do want to do whatever we do with all of our heart as working for the Lord, not for men. And we want to do that with peace, power, and direction. So as we take this time of quietude, God, would you speak into each of our lives, every listener and every participant in this weekday meditation, would you speak into their lives so clearly that they could not mistake that it's your voice and your direction, your peace and your power. And Lord, would you do that in such a mighty way that we would walk away changed forever. And now in a quietude and solitude that you have created, I urge you just to be still and listen for the voice of the Lord. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, humility is required for us to be able to work with all of our heart. But the balance between standing up for ourselves and showing humility is probably a delicate line for many of us. But in the long run, we can ask ourselves, how can I sleep tonight if I respond to this person with the same bad attitude that they've given me? What does God require of me in this situation to work with all of my heart? And I'll promise you, inevitably, the Lord wants us to live in humility. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.